Unfortunately, it is precisely in these years that parents often make one of two mistakes. One group of parents backs off. They throw up their hands, looking for the youth leader to keep their kids in the kingdom. Dr. Christian Smith observes, "So just at the time when teenagers most need engaged parents to help them work out a whole series of big questions about what they believe, think, value, feel, are committed to, and want to be and become, in many cases, their parents are withdrawing from them. While we certainly need the help of others, this is precisely the time our children need us most. They need us listening to them, talking to them, and caring for their souls, even at this age." Another group of parents makes a different mistake. They seek to tighten control. They still seek to make the smaller decisions for their young person, just like when their child was 5 or 6. Rather than asking questions to understand the thoughts their child is having, they're still inclined to lecture. They do not recognize the changes that have occurred in their children. An adult in training. What young people need is a parent who understands this new stage and adjusts appropriately. During these years of 12 to 21, our children are entering a new phase. They are in a now and not yet stage of life. In our house, we called it the adult in training phase. At 12, Jesus spoke of a new relationship with his heavenly Father, but Jesus was still submissive to parents who did not understand him. And the scripture says that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and with man. This is not a divine commentary on Jesus as a toddler, but Jesus as a teenager. He still had some maturing to do. Yet Jesus seemed to have a new independence even as he submitted to his parents. Without a doubt, those years can be quite unnerving. The bigger the children, the bigger the issues. The parent-child relationship is changing as well. Rather than employing command and control, we must become a persuading and inquiring coach. While obedience is still required, we must influence with our words, giving the reasons for what we say. This is the season of life when our emphasis should move to principles. As parents, this role change means that we are simultaneously an authority and a fellow disciple, an instructor and a fellow learner. Shepherding of our children changes with their maturity level. Physically, they move from total dependence to, Lord willing, total independence. Similarly, the goal in discipleship is to move from command to persuasion, from discipline to discernment, from external controls to internal controls, and from parent control to spirit control. Understanding this process helps us see the potential of the younger years to set in place issues of character, example, and knowledge of the Word. The emphasis is on absorption. In the later years, we move to the role of coach and shepherd. Why do our children walk away? If we want to shepherd our children skillfully through the attacks that will come, we would do well to know our enemy. We want to be aware of Satan's schemes and understand why those who grew up hearing the gospel walk away. However, I write this section with trepidation. I fear that in seeking to understand this issue, some authors dismiss the sinful, excuse-making heart within each of us. They don't realize that apostasy has always been a problem in the church. Even as